Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Barrett not getting confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice. You were wrong, my friends. Congratulations to Judge Barrett as she gets that lifetime appointment. We've talked about it. The numbers were there. I don't think it's a shock that the Senate confirmed Barrett as the 115th justice of the Supreme Court. She's only the fifth woman to wear the robe or will be wearing the robe. And the numbers, like I said, were absolutely there. So she was sworn in on Monday night. She delivered a few light remarks to the crowd that was assembled there. And she said she was truly honored and humbled to have been chosen to serve on the highest court in the land. Then talked about the importance of judicial independence, which I thought was interesting because she was questioned about the ACA, because that's going to come up, you know, the health care, and of course there's going to be election challenges. There already have been, as we are now 8 days away from November 3rd. So here we go. Game on. Game on. It's, again, no surprise that she was confirmed. I do like the fact that she said that to tell everybody, hey, don't label me. I am going to look at what the cases are and do my job that way. So we'll see how it comes out. It's going to be interesting because this is a very big pressure cooker time for the justices, where there are so many important things that are coming before the Supreme Court, right? She missed out on this one. The Supreme Court ruled that Wisconsin's mail-in ballots have to be received by November 3rd. So, of course, this is from Madison. So, but they upheld the voting laws, rejecting an effort to require the counting of absentee ballots that are sent back to election officials on or just before election day. So a 5-3 ruling means that the absentee ballots are counted only if they are in the hands of the clerks by the time the polls close on November 3rd. So as Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, the Constitution provides that state legislatures, not federal judges, not state governors, not other state officials, bear primary responsibility for setting election rules. That's my comment about passing the ball back. They determined the courts shouldn't be the ones to decide the election rules amid the coronavirus pandemic that's completely surging in Wisconsin and across the world, of course, and across the U.S., the rest of the U.S., too. In the dissent, Associate Justice Elena Kagan gave the notion pretty much a passing short shrift, they would say, saying that Wisconsin's legislature hasn't met since April. Extending the deadline for absentee ballots should have been allowed. That's what she wrote, but there you go. Big news there. COVID deaths in the U.S., because a lot of you said you looked to hear what they are when I come on the air. 226,000 people have died, 8.78 million cases worldwide, 1.16 million deaths out of 43.4 million cases. The number we always want to see jump up is the recovered 29.1 million. By the way, Pennsylvania is so in play that the Biden campaign was in Pennsylvania, as was the president, but he was back in time to see his third nominee take a seat as a justice, meaning be sworn in by Justice Thomas, and wish her a congratulations. But certainly he was in Pennsylvania during the day, because this is it. The end is near. Either the president gets two terms or Joe Biden ends up actually occupying the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not just visiting, as he was VP, of course, for two terms under Obama. Let's go out to Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate, did you hear there that this late night undercover dark SUV with blackened windows came driving over there to the White House, and out come this lady, you know, that went into the Oval Office, and she was sworn in under the cover of darkness by our president, the lady sheriff. Well, I hope she bought a big stick and the book of jokes from Scoliosis.
But I'm bummed. There's a joke in that. I know there is. We knew this was going to play out. We knew this was going to happen. Of course, it makes sense because I said it. My joke I already used, but the Trump card was there. I mean, if you have the Trump card, you're going to play it, and that's exactly what happened. And I'm not shocked. Nobody should be shocked by this.
Well, I'm just from down south where all these, you know, Democrats grew up. You know, that's what they're going to think. Somehow, under the cover of darkness, that lady's now the new sheriff.
Yeah.
But
she's one vote, and she's new. She gets that grace period. You get thrown into the deep end, and she's getting thrown into the deep end. But she almost became the nominee the last time around. So she was on that short list the last time around too. So there you go.
I mean, that's mostly because she's a prodigy of the great.
Yeah, Antonin Scalia.
In my book. Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
I mean, he was a constitutionalist.
Yes, like, and that and she is. Yeah.
It's like the difference between Mark Levin and the rest of, you know, the conservative talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Mark Levin is, you know, a constitutionist.
Yes.
You take Sean Hannity, he's more of a, I like to call him a career radiologist.
I like that, radiologist. I got to steal that term, radiologist. Oh, we're up against it, Grim. The music, we're dancing off. You feel good, my friend. Last time people were worried about you when you checked in with us. So thanks again for jumping on. But coming up on the flip side, yeah, we got some odds and ends and a few other things that we're going to throw in as well. Stay with us.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
You want dinner? You're a little hell talking about. I was bobbing and skipping and bobbing along. Yeah, you got me singing this sad song. I'm all chipper, you're all chipper. You don't figure it out. We're gonna get together in the last year and a half.
Ah, jibber jabber. Sometimes it feels like that, doesn't it? All right, I am the pole princess. Yes, indeed. And I mean that in a very positive way, because we go through the numbers, and the numbers sometimes bend in different directions, but a lot of times that's a good indication of what's happening. The press is on, you know, 8 days, boom, that is election day. Will we actually announce a winner? That, I think, is the big question mark. Not so sure about it. Looks like there is a margin of error in some of the swing states that leaves a little bit to be desired for either candidate. That's why the Pennsylvania, Florida, and all the potential areas that could that are in play that could swing either back into the stay in the direction of the president or swing in the other direction are absolutely 100% in play. Kate Delaney, as always, excited to be here, especially around elections, because to me that's the thing that I've been harping on forever, and the fact that we've had the amount of people that we've had early voting and others talking about it and all the signs I see everywhere, it just seems to have multiplied. So let's look at a couple of those polls. Here's one. Some of them are close and some of them much more, a bigger divide, I guess, let's put it that way. So how about this one? The New York Times Siena poll, Texas. This is just about Texas. Has Trump at 47%, Biden at 43%. There's another one. There's a couple of them. Michigan, Trump versus Biden. Biden 52%, Trump 42%. Then there is Pennsylvania, Reuters Ipsos poll. Biden 50, Trump 45%. And Rasmussen, their report has, it's so close, airtight. I mean, just boom. Trump 48%, Biden 47%. So how about that? In the meantime, while we look at approval ratings and we look at poll numbers and I talk about, you know, pressing on, being out there, that's exactly what's happening now at this point. Kamala Harris in one direction, Joe Biden in another, Mike Pence, the VP, and the president also covering lots of territory, sometimes in the same state, but in a different direction. Speaking of a different direction, the Rasmussen poll has Trump's approval rating up to 52%. So this is just 8 days before an election. And if you go back to the last numbers they had, 46% disapproved of the job that he was doing as president. So they haven't been this high. This is big, if you look at it, since the last high was like April of 2019, where it was like 53%. I want to say it was 53%. And again, this is a poll, but something is shifting. I think it's about there's no question. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to come up with this. We keep talking about this throughout this show, and the people that we have on talk about it. So COVID and the rippling effects of COVID, the economy, that is really, really big. The president was pushing to get some kind of stimulus going, and part of that, I think, is because the fact is there's so many people that need that stimulus, and they're looking for that. They're hanging on to that thread. You have the White House economic advisor saying that negotiations for a second stimulus have slowed down and that the House needs to compromise in order to reach an agreement, but they're not ending. Republican and Democratic leaders, it's not being talked about nearly enough, I guess, but are meeting and discussing the aspects of including small business loans and whatever other issues related to it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she expected a final yes from the White House on a stimulus plan on Monday. She sent a list of concerns to Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, on Friday. So they're still meeting, and there could be an announcement of some kind of an agreement, some kind of a deal that will work maybe before the election, but boy, I'm not holding my breath. And I think that makes a very, very big, can make a very, very big difference. But I guess it depends on what it contains, because there is a couple of obstacles to that that the Republicans won't give into and that the Democrats won't give into. And mostly it's the number. That the number that the Democrats want is way too big for the appetite of the Republicans, who are saying, whoa, 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 as much as we want this to happen, this can't happen at this number. And I don't know that they're going to give much more. I call it throwing more money into the pot. They're not going to throw much more money into the pot. It doesn't look like that. Worth mentioning as a couple of quick hits for you on COVID-19, I said this the other day that AstraZeneca, their hopes are starting to really rise with what they're doing with the vaccine in the middle of crazy surges and contact tracing. In Ireland, there was a seven-hour flight that was linked to 59 coronavirus cases. Where did the flight originate? I don't know, but 13 of the 49 on board tested positive for it, and they went on to infect 46 more people in Ireland. I was supposed to go to Ireland with my family in June, and of course that was canceled, and that's a long flight, you know, 7 hours or different legs of it. And what the Washington Post is saying, what they've dug up, is 9 of the infected passengers wore masks. 12 had symptoms. 4 ended up in the hospital, 1 in intensive care. Most of the seats were unoccupied on the flight. That scares me to death, thinking of that. So a diagram of the seating pattern shows that most of those who tested positive were in clusters of 3. So 4 of the flight cases were not seated next to any other positive case. And, of course, air travel, we're seeing how travel and leisure has collapsed, and the push to try to get people to fly, and then what has happened here. So it's about wearing masks during the flight. And they say little of the virus spreads because of the air filtration on planes. But if you had a packed flight and then you were seated next to somebody who was infected for at least 54 hours, it takes that long to get the dose of the virus. So that's what is so, so big. And the CDC said in September that about 11,000 people have potentially, this is that tracing thing, where you can't nail it down exactly, but have potentially been infected by the virus on flights. Now, coronavirus tests, here's the big difference. Coronavirus tests were not required by the Irish government for entry this past summer, but of course those rules have been tightened, so that also makes a very big difference, the testing. But it is a scary thing to think of that, to think of people that were masked and who were felt like, okay, I'm doing everything I can, you know, to find themselves in that situation, right? Closer to home, Utah is considering a plan to do what they can because they've got this COVID surge. So what are they going to do with their medical facilities? They might have to start giving preference to younger patients over older ones, they're saying, in some cases because the rate of hospitalizations have sharply increased and it has to be approved. But they might have to take this dramatic measure to cut back on admissions to intensive care units if the hospitals become overwhelmed. That is frightening. You know why? Because it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, sorry, got to give it to the younger person. It's like a scene from a movie, right? Like Logan's Run. Wow. All right, stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 90,000 people have been evacuated from communities in Southern California by a rapidly growing wildfire. Crews say the blaze started Monday morning and quickly grew to more than 7,200 acres, driven by strong Santa Ana winds. 60,000 people were initially evacuated from the Irvine area, with more being ordered out as the fire exploded throughout the day. Two Orange County Fire Authority firefighters were critically injured fighting the blaze. Both are being treated for their injuries. The National Weather Service is warning that fire danger will continue this week as warm, dry conditions with high winds are forecasted for the next several days. After strengthening into a hurricane Monday, Zeta is lashing the Yucatan Peninsula with strong winds and heavy rain before it's expected to turn for the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Category 1 storm is bringing sustained winds of 85 miles an hour and dangerous storm surges to parts of the Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters expect it to re-strengthen before threatening the Gulf Coast on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voted earlier in the evening 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. After taking the oath of office, Barrett thanked the president for the confidence he had placed in her when he nominated her.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
Barrett will face a very busy docket in her first session on the bench, with cases involving ballot counting extensions in two states and the president's tax returns scheduled to be heard within the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Wow, so pleased to welcome to this show Emmy Skeel. She has written a series, actually, but the book that we're going to talk about is African Sorceress, A Warrior is Forged. And, you know, we had this off-air conversation where I realized, you know, there was a lot I didn't learn in school that I thought I knew. And, you know, her book really takes us to a place where I think so many of us didn't realize what was happening, and with some strong female characters, there's no question about that, and a main character that's absolutely amazing and so skilled, I guess I'll put it that way. And I can't, now I'm like, can't wait to see what happens. But anyway, Emmy, thank you so much for coming on Author's Corner.
You're welcome. It's lovely to be here.
So you and I talked about this off the air. I mean, really, it's historical fiction that you've written, and you dove deep. I mean, you did a lot of research. When you decided to take on now what has become this big series, did you think it would end up the way it has ended up, that you'd find out these amazing things and you knew you had to keep going?
No, I didn't realize how little of history I really knew. Of course, knew about the Civil War and the end of slavery in America, but nobody really talked about the effect of the Atlantic slave trade on the people of Africa and the 300 years of its terrible history and how people in Africa fought back and how there were all these strong women there who were fighting back.
Yeah, and in the book, in African Sorceress, and again, A Warrior's Forged is the first thing we're talking about, it's set in the 1600s in what is now Ghana, and you've actually been there, so that's interesting too, because I'm sure some of what you saw and heard was relatable with your writing and what you wrote. So tell us about your heroine and what happens to her.
Okay, Kisa starts out a young innocent girl. She's 3 years old. She's a wild little kid who likes to climb trees. Has a very idyllic, although very basic, life in a village, hidden in a forest. And then the village is raided by what Africans called the slave masters. And he was made him an Arab Swahili character because both the Arabs and the Swahili tradesmen were very involved in the slave trade. And, of course, the slave trade went long back before the white guys decided to get into it. But by this time, the Portuguese and increasingly the Dutch and other Europeans were muscling in on it because they were growing sugar in the New World and they needed lots of slaves. So her village is raided, her father is taken, and she vows revenge. And so the old sorceress of the village, who's called grandmother, the African term is Obeya woman, she sees Kisa's potential and trains her, then realizes that Kisa must also learn to be a warrior as well as a sorceress. So by magic, she brings back the black samurai, the mysterious black samurai, who was a slave taken to Japan in the late 1500s and trained as a samurai. And he's apparently historical, but I have him come back and train my heroine. And then at the end of the book, there's a huge battle against the slavers.
And what do you hope people take away from reading the series and reading this book, starting off there?
Okay, first of all, I want them to see that Africa had wonderful cultures and traditions and that their magic was not all hokum. I hate the term witch doctor. These people were very sophisticated and had a lot of great knowledge, what we call bush medicine here in Australia. So I want to bring out these cultures that we were taught nothing about. And I want to show that many of them did fight against the slave trade. Two of the apologies that I got from the literature was one that, oh yeah, well, the Africans, they were into slavery too. Okay, yes, they were involved, but that doesn't justify what the Europeans did. And second, that somehow before the white guys got there, there was no history in Africa. Well, there's a long history, and we need to know more about it.
Hear, hear. I so agree with that. And, you know, worth telling everybody again, you did research, but you did thousands of hours of research for the book, and including,
yes,
like I mentioned, you went to Africa. And you saw some of and learned some of what you actually whip into the book. So this, I think, sets it apart and why it really comes to life because of what you saw. And, you know, with all that research, and you mentioned it, there were things that you didn't know. Give us a nugget of something that surprised you that you had no idea happened.
I thought when I went to visit Africa first, and I had no idea. Yes, I'd heard of the Atlantic slave trade, and my guide insisted on taking me to Elmina Castle, and in my ignorance, I thought it was the only castle. No, there were like 100 of them up and down the coast. They were like ticks just sucking the lifeblood out of Africa. 25 million people. So that was the first thing I learned. And then when I got back and I started wanting to write the book, I thought, oh, golly, I'm not an African. I better research this because I don't want to make any cultural mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I started delving into this history, everything I learned was new. Everything.
So. Wow. I mean, to say that too about somebody like you, because you're a successful researcher, you're a published author, you're a super educated person. So that tells you that there's so much people have no idea about, right?
Yeah. And I think it's so relevant now to the Black Lives Matter movement. And my book does predate that, but the thing is, there's, when I look at Black History Month and what's available on the internet for Black people in America to learn about their history, it's basically about America, and it really starts with the first slaves coming there in the 1600s. But slaves were being brought over to the New World for 200 years before that, and 60% of the slaves ended up in Brazil, and where it was unbelievably brutal.
But, yeah, and you and I talked about that. Why did they end up in Brazil? There's a trivia question I think a lot of people wouldn't be able to answer.
Yeah. Okay. The Portuguese were quite a poor nation in Europe in the early 1400s, and so they turned to the sea. And the story I got was that they were going down the south, down the coast of Africa, looking for a way around it to get to Asia, you know, for spices and gold. No, they were actually looking for places to grow sugar, because sugar, Europeans craved it, but they couldn't grow it. So the first thing the Portuguese did was clear the islands off the coast of Africa, the Canary Islands, Sao Tome, and they bought slaves from the mainland to grow the sugar. And as soon as there was a route to the New World, Columbus, on his second trip, took sugar to the Caribbean. And all through the 1400s, the Portuguese were clearing the coast of Brazil of that beautiful rainforest, planting sugar, and importing slaves for the labor. And basically, the Portuguese were only 90% of the slaves that they bought were male, young males, and young healthy males. And their average lifespan when they hit the shores of Brazil was 5 years. They just worked them to death.
Wow.
But
wow. Again, the things that you learn, right?
Yeah. But Brazil is so interesting because it was so big that if they did run away, they could get away. In America, in North America, it was just one plantation after another, and you had to get all the way to Canada to get away. But in Brazil, if you just got up into the mountains, you could start a new life. And because 90% of them were male, they married local Indians who practiced polyandry, which means one wife, three or four husbands. How about that? I didn't know that.
I was just going to say, I'm sure people are like, what? A reverse.
Yeah. So, you know, in the morning, you get up and you say to husband number one, well, you go grow the crops today. And husband number two, you look after the children. And then you go, come hither, husband three. You can entertain me for the day.
Exactly. Wow, so fascinating. Again, yeah. African sorceress, the warriors forged, you definitely start there and then it'll continue
yes.
on. And you'll
yeah,
be so amazed. Yeah.
The second book is called War on the Sahel.
Yeah, so grab that one, too. Emmy Skill, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's lovely.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boy, I'm very thrilled to connect, first of all, with our next guest. Yay! And he's in New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand. Richard Wallace joins us, and he's written a book called The Life Pilot's Guide Book, Game Changer. How many times have I talked about on this show the difficulties with meditating that even I've had? I made a joke on the stage once, I think that Richard can appreciate, where I said, I'm learning to meditate. I'm up to 10 seconds. So, but the power that comes from knowing yourself and spirituality and really pulling that all together, I think is the key to life. And it's one that I'm always searching for. And it's one that Richard found. So it is, fortuitous that we have him here on Author's Corner. Richard, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It's an honor to take part in your program.
Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about how you came to have this peace, how you came to understand self and reflect and take a breath. Because I, based on our off-air conversation, you weren't always like this. There's people listening who are busy and they're running around and they're trying to get things and trying to keep things straight. How did you change your life?
When I was about 25, I joined the School of Philosophy. One of the exercises they gave us was for 2 minutes a day, twice a day, to just be still. Feel your feet on the ground with your bum on the seat. Feel the air around your hands and face. Just be aware through your senses. If anything comes into your mind, give it no attention. You stay focused, maybe look at one thing, but see it clearly, and just be for 2 minutes, twice a day. After a little while, I began to hear birds sing. Everywhere I went, I heard birds sing. And I realized I hadn't heard birds sing for years. And that led on to, later on, led on to meditation. I was given a mantra, Ram. And it was funny. We had a checker who checked your meditation. You know, are you saying Ram, Ram, Ram in the mind? And at one point I said, I don't have to say it anymore. I can just hold the essence of that. And so he said, that's not right. You got to say Ram, Ram, Ram. On my first trip to India, I had an interview, a lecture for newcomers. And they made me sit right down by the person who was speaking. I don't know who he was. He said, Dr. So-and-so can't come today. I'm here. And he gave me all sorts of blessings in Sanskrit. I knew some Sanskrit. I couldn't understand it all, but I knew there were blessings. And then he looked at me and he said, there is the essence of something, there are three forms of communication, words, thought, and the essence of that. And the essence is the most powerful.
And obviously powerful on you, starting from that point, learning and moving along on your journey. And you write this book, like I said, the Life Pilot's Guidebook, as sort of a shortcut, a gift, if you will, to all of us who are trying to get those moments and find out how we can hear the birds sing instead of all the noise yes. that's in our head. What was it like writing the book?
It just came to me as I went. I just wrote it, it just came. But I wanted to keep it short so it was easily read, but it will be take years of practice to get it. But one of the key things was that in doing the exercise or doing meditation, you cannot be what you can see. If you see a thought in your mind, something is watching that. If you're outside and you see a tree, you're not that tree. If you're meditating and you see a thought, you're not that thought. One of the mind has a discursive, has different aspects, discursive mind, discriminative mind, memory. But the last point of it is ahamkara or ego. There are values in life, in the mind, that give us direction. Doing the right thing, righteousness, peace.
Peace, I'm thinking of that for a second. And I'm thinking that people listening, are you feeling that? I mean, again,
yeah.
Pilot's Guidebook, Richard True. Wallace, we're talking to you in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And you told me, you know, so you put the book together. What is it, and I think we're talking about it, but what is it that you really hope people who listen to this and get your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I just hope that they find the very practical thing of being yourself and not being what you think you are. You're not the body. It's a vehicle. You're not the mind. It's a tool. You are the inherent self, the Atma that sees through all eyes, hears through all ears, but needs no eyes to see nor ears to hear. And when you reach that point, you're unperturbed by things, bad things that happen to you or good things. You're not elated at the good things. You're not saddened at the bad things. Shakespeare said, all the world's a play. a stage. Men and women have their entrances and their exits. So we're playing a part. Play a part in life, whatever it is. Do what you've got to do. But the things in this book will help you to do them lot better.
I like that a lot better. We can't leave this without you giving us another story, because I think anyone listening, I mean, come on, any of us, try that 2 minutes. That's a great tip. Try that 2 minutes twice a day to feel, to let everything out, to feel your feet or your bum, as you said, and to just start that way. But you told me something interesting, and it's that moment that people describe, that bliss where they just feel this overwhelming sense of joy. And you felt that, I'm sure, several times, but one of the times you felt it was when you were doing an exercise where you were actually cutting bread. Tell the listeners about that. Yeah.
I'd been on a week retreat with the School of Philosophy, and the whole week was centered on being aware of the working surface and whatever you did. And I took it very seriously because, and one of the girls at the retreat said, "You seem to be taking this very seriously." I said, "I've left my wife and 2 children to take part in this." I said, I think wars are made in the mind, and this is our chance to realize true peace for ourselves, others, and the world. And so I was serious. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was cutting bread for breakfast with attention. And suddenly I was in waves of bliss. There were tears running down my face, but not tears of sorrow, tears of absolute bliss. And the world seemed changed. Everything became one.
Wow, what a feeling.
It was an amazing feeling. But so often we do something, we don't give any attention to it at all. We're just thinking of something else. But if you listen to the sound of the teaspoon as it goes on the saucer, or the teaspoon as it goes on the teacup as it goes on the saucer, just be there. The present moment, the present is the only moment in which we can act. The present is the fruit of the past and the seed of the future. The present moment has come to us through a lot of things that happened in the past, and the future is what we're doing right now. We'll set the past for the future.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. Richard Walls, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Wish you well. God bless America.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.